It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm part of USISV Architect Evangelist team. Today I have Alvin and Joe from SalesCentric. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Introduce yourself and your organization, Joe.
My name is Aidan Sastra. I am the VP of Product Marketing for SalesCentric here in the U.S., which basically means I handle pretty much all things relating to sales and marketing in this country.
Okay.
Joe? Yeah, Joe Stuckey. I'm the CTO for SalesCentric. I'm responsible for development and support of that product for relationship charts.
So you mentioned relationship chart. I mean, seems like that's pretty powerful, and I saw the demo, which I didn't show me. Tell me more about, you know, what's the exciting part of the solution when you talk to your prospects or customers? What's the value you provide in that?
The main value that we offer to customers, CRM customers, is that we enhance the return on investment value of a CRM solution. Some of the key factors in any CRM investment is to make sure that you achieve user adoption, that you increase your productivity, and give your users a sense of value. We do that by giving them an easy-to-use, intuitive visual interface that drives data into the CRM database, making it available for other users, for marketing, etc., simplifying the sales qualification, opportunity qualification process, reducing the time spent on these things, and thereby adding all these things up, then it results in an increased return on investment for the organization as a whole.
So when you say your relationship chart and interaction with the CRM, which helps in Salesforce automation or marketing automation. Give me some more kind of what kind of integration or data flow you're talking here, especially in the light of your add-on.
Okay. We actually now, with the version that's being announced here at Convergence, we now support all entities, including custom entities and system entities.
Oh, wonderful.
Which
okay.
means that you now have the ability to visually manage the relationships and connections and attributes and information relating to any kind of entity inside CRM. So whilst SFA is one area that can greatly benefit from using a visual approach, you can now do it for any possible, imaginable solution for CRM. For instance, wealth management, manage portfolios visually, legal sector, manage cases, and the different people and entities that are connected to a case, transportation fleets, government sector, even defense, troop deployments can now be done visually, drag and drop, and you can move a whole battalion from one location to another, conceivably. And that's just some of the example areas where you can now use relationship charts to work with CRM.
So, Joe, if I may ask, I mean, for this wonderful, like, visually, especially for looking at the different skill set who interacts with the CRM automation in any typical organization, whether it's a defense or a manufacturing company or financial services, what CRM four features in terms of the technical features you were able to leverage to achieve this goal?
Well, one of the key features with CRM four that we really liked was the multi-tenancy. And we view that as allows the companies that deploy to have many tenancies that they can now at a low cost, and the very, very easy part of it is to have a demo environment or a test environment that they test things before they deploy to the rest of the organization for customizations. And of course, from a hosting standpoint, it allows your hosting partners to host in one environment many tenancies and serve many customers in that way. So we really like that area of it, and of course, relationship charts takes that into consideration.
So are you alluding to another big message in terms of power of choice, where you can have the same solution in terms of the various deployment models, whether on-premise, CRM Live,
Absolutely.
Or partner hosted?
Absolutely. Two or three things there along that aspect. So if you're a large enterprise firm and you have used the multi-tenancy, but you have a French version and a Spanish version, as well as in English, obviously relationship charts can be in all those languages, just like CRM. From a hosting standpoint, we have the ability for our hosting partners to be able to deploy sales-centric relationship charts out to all their various customers, depending on what the license model that they choose to do. And, of course, we're really excited about CRM Live to be able to be one of the first vendors, to ISVs, to be part of CRM
Live. Bring a solution to those.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think
absolutely.
The value I see definitely is very kind of exciting in terms of the new prospects, especially for the CRM Live customers. Mm-hmm. I mean, able to leverage that, I mean, right,
right
there without having some on staff, on, yeah, on premise. And in terms of the another very well documented piece, which we claim software development kit, right, which anybody can download, can learn about the programming model, see the code samples. Any comment on that, like how your team kind of found that piece? I mean, in terms
of absolutely. With the Metro or Connections, we were able to be, from what we understand, one of the first ISV, if not the first ISV, to be ready for 4.0. And it's strictly because of the Metro program. We were able to embrace that. We were able to look at the technology that was going to be required. Even early in 4.0, before the multi-tenancy was released, we were able to see the requirements that were within the database, and we could see how the database had been set up from a technical standpoint, and obviously from a logical standpoint with you guys being able to ask questions. We were right there, ready for 4.0 when it was released, and had a product indeed that was demoable to our partners in December, before the announcement of 4.0 was released to the rest of the public. So we were able to do a better job with our partners, as well as help Microsoft launch 4.0.
Yeah. Very good. What would you advise to newer ISVs if they want to be successful like yours? Like in the short one time, you really created a kind of a good buzzword in industry in terms of your relationship chart, the value it brings, the amount of ease it brings, right? What would you advise to the newer ISVs?
I think that's two separate questions, and Avan can answer the business, and I'll answer the technical.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll do the technical first because it's the easiest.
I thought the technology was the
call. obviously, from a technical standpoint, Microsoft is the place to be. We looked at that very hard. We have some other products, and we're porting those all to Microsoft foundations and supporting the Microsoft family, because Microsoft has a plan and they're going to own the market, not only in CRM but in other aspects also. And they have such a strong partner channel that anything you need, you can get it through the partners. And I'll just tell you, the Metro, I've been really impressed with the Metro and the connections and anything I've needed from a technical standpoint, Microsoft's been there to support me. So from an ISV standpoint, what I would recommend is find out who your partner manager is, get in contact with the technical guys, no matter who it is, and use them, and they're there to help you.
Because from the business side, what would you like?
Buy some good shoes. Basically, you're going to buy some good shoes and start walking, because you're going to be doing a lot of legwork. You have to be where Microsoft is. You have to be where the partners are. You need to gain visibility into Microsoft and understanding who you are supposed to be talking to and working with and helping them. But on the second part, you also have to make sure that Microsoft gets visibility of you. Don't hide yourself away in one single office. Go out there and talk to everybody. Talk to the partners. Talk to the local Microsoft reps. And be ready to demo your product and show what you have and demonstrate the value that you bring to the table, how you are helping Microsoft's partners and deliver quality solutions. If you do that and you have a good message, Microsoft people are going to be just all over the place wanting to help you out. And it's quite amazing.
Or support things like CRM4 launch, which we are doing in the countrywide 22 cities, and you are one of the sponsors.
We are a primary sponsor,
So it's one of the way, again, gaining the visibility, not only within Microsoft, but outside also, right?
Yeah.
When you see the buzzword. Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you.
Again, this is Sanjay Jain. For more information, you feel free to reach me out at sanjay.jain@microsoft.com. And also for more information on Dynamics platform for CRM4, log on to a site called InnovateOn.com. Thank you. We'll be right back.